No matter what's happening in Washington, there are many businesses in the U.S. that will continue to go green. They see it as practical and logical, given climate science. But politically, it seems it's conservatives in America who still don't view climate change as a priority. The World's Jason Margolis has been speaking with a lot of conservatives and Trump supporters about this, and he's here with us now. Jason, where were you last, and who did you speak with?
So I was in Williston, North Dakota, and I spoke with the mayor there. It's a small town. The mayor is Howard Klug. A town of 26,000. It is a deeply conservative place. Any guesses for what percentage of the county went for Donald Trump in the presidential election?
So this is an area that's got a lot of fossil fuels, right?
But it's an oil town, yes.
Somewhere between 75 and 80.
Very good. 79%.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Nailed it.
So impressive. So I sat down with Klug, and I asked him how people in his town feel about climate change.
We're not concerned about climate change. You know, we live in North Dakota. It's cold in the winter and it's hot in the summer. The climate change, is it real? There are things that we need to do better in our country to make sure that the pollution standards and the standards that may affect the climate change are regulated somewhat. But in the same light, it's a big planet. We've been around here a long time. Things have changed over the eons. I don't believe that what we're doing out here in Western North Dakota to mine the energy and those kind of things is affecting the climate.
Marco, I have to tell you that I'm out there talking to conservatives a lot, and asking about climate change, for whatever reason, is one of the most uncomfortable topics. I can ask about abortion, I could ask about war, but when I ask about climate change, their faces kind of drop. So listen to me asking the mayor why that is.
Why do conservatives, when I ask them about climate change, they kind of clench up?
Because the policies, they threaten their jobs. And if you're a coal miner, if you're an oil worker, they're not going to destroy the planet or do anything like that. There are ways that you can control the carbon. There are ways that you can capture the gas, the methane, and those kind of things. And that's why people get rankled up a little bit right off the bat. They just...
But when scientists say that the scientific consensus is that we need to be putting less carbon in the air if we want to save the planet. You don't buy that?
I buy it in a way. Sure, let's keep the carbon out of the air, keep it out of the atmosphere and those kind of things. But there's ways to do that. And does it have to be shut down until we've totally figured that out? No, I don't think so. Just keep working toward that point. You know, we've got a big world. And it's healed itself. It can heal itself. I really believe that. So let's just keep a conservative way of looking at the industry and also what we're trying to do in harmony with the planet. And hopefully it works out. I'm sure it will.
So it sounds like you believe you're not arguing with the scientists, but you're also pro-growth at the same time. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. The scientists, well, they're scientists. They're the ones that change the world. And come up with ideas, theories that have been proven in most cases correct. They've helped the world population, whether they're medical, whether they're climate people, whether they're engineers. But the other part of it is growth.
So that was really fascinating, Jason. I mean, the first time we heard from Mayor Klug, he said he's not concerned about climate change. He said change is constant. Temperatures go up, they go down. And I was wondering, is he really convinced by that? But it sounds like that second excerpt from your conversation sounded like Mayor Klug's really concerned about jobs, his community, and ultimately his own job as mayor.
Right. I mean, I can't get inside of his head. No one can. And I've talked to a lot of people out there who are just anti-science. They think, for whatever reason, they think scientists are lying to us. He's not one of those guys. He's a small town mayor. His town depends on oil, and oil causes climate change. So he's in a bit of a conundrum. He's got people telling him, you're destroying the planet. But if he doesn't pump the oil out of the ground, his town is not going to prosper.
So we know the science. What can mayors like Mayor Klug be told, or how can Washington help them?
That's a really tough one. I mean, they have oil under the ground. So they're being told by environmentalists, you can't get it. And to them, it's money. It means rec centers. It means new schools. It means new hospitals. It's a tough one.
The World's Jason Margolis. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.